Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. I'm Bruce Robinson, sitting in for Roland Giacopetti, and talking today with Michael Lawrence, who is a filmmaker. His recent project was called Bach and Friends, and there'll be a benefit showing of that coming up, which we'll tell you about later in the program. But first, Michael, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
So you have made a documentary film about a 350-year-old composer. How do you set out to do that?
How did I set out to do that? I think it's probably because he's my favorite composer. And I had been making documentaries for most of my life for HBO and PBS and everything. And as I started getting older, I decided that I was going to stop doing movies that they wanted and do something that I wanted to do. And so I chose to do something on Bach. And I kind of looked around and I was surprised there really were one or two decent films of all the films made on Bach. So I was in heaven. My two favorite things in life are movies and music. And my favorite composer was Bach, so I was off on a magic adventure.
Now, this is a guy of whom there aren't even any photographs, just drawings, and, of course, reams and reams and reams of compositions.
Absolutely. It's curious how undocumented Bach is. We really know very little about his life as compared to other composers, but we certainly have his music, and that was the thing that really kicked in for all the performers in the film. Most people in the film played their favorite pieces or pieces that they mostly loved, and I was fortunate enough to have people like Joshua Bell and Richard Stolzman, the Emerson String Quartet, Hilary Hahn, an amazing array of people, and surprisingly, even people that played bluegrass. Chris Thiele is a banjo, as a mandolin player, who was with Nickel Creek and now with the Punch Brothers, and according to Edgar Meyer, the bass player, he's the finest Bach player that he knows, and if you listen to his performance in the film, he is as good as anybody in the film, the classically trained people.
You had some pretty varied players, too, not just the guy on the keyboard, the organ pedals, which is pretty phenomenal, but I was very impressed with the wine glass performer.
Oh, yeah, there's a guy that plays the glass harp. He lives in Bologna and wonderful musician, and there's something about Bach's music that transfers to other instruments better than almost any other composer. So even whether it's Bela Fleck playing Bach on the banjo, or whether it's Jake Shimabukuro playing it on the ukulele, it's kind of surprising how, and the jazz people love Bach. So even Beethoven and Mozart and other composers don't translate so easily to different instruments like Bach does.
You mentioned the jazz players, and I was very intrigued by the comment that appears in the trailer from Philip Glass that he didn't think Bach actually composed music, he just wrote down what was circulating in his head.
That's a kind of funny line. I love the it's almost kind of comical, but actually it's true because Bach did an enormous amount of improvising, and as an organist, he learned to do that very young in church. And like many composers that followed, people don't realize that Mozart and Beethoven were tremendous improvisers, and we've kind of lost that in today's music. Cadenzas today are all pre-written down and everything, but back in those days, half of the fun of seeing a live performance was the improvisation that was going to take place, whether it's in the cadenza or whether it's in the grace notes and that kind of thing.
Now, your roster of friends in this particular film is pretty impressive, and I wonder, how was it possible or how was it even difficult to go out and get these people to participate?
Well, you know, early on I put together my dream list of my favorite Bach players, because I've been a lover of Bach my entire life, and I started contacting these people, and to my surprise, one after another agreed to be in the film. None of the performers in the film got paid anything. I mean, this was a real low-budget effort that was made by me without a staff out of a second-story room in my house. And so we were lucky to have such compassionate and passionate players who just love this composer and look forward to sharing their feelings and also sharing the experience of playing Bach. We were careful not to film anybody in performance, because the whole idea is the personal experience that people have with Bach, especially the players.
We should mention the opportunity to see the film is coming up on October 7th at 6:30 in the evening. It'll be shown at the 3rd Street Cinemas in downtown Santa Rosa. This is a benefit for Sonoma Bach, and it's being presented in conjunction with Sonoma Bach and 3rd Street Cinemas, and tickets will be available at the door. Michael, thanks very much for talking with us today.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and I'm so glad to support people like Sonoma Bach.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB. This is Sonoma Spotlight. We hope you have a great day.